Welcome back to Victory Monday here in the break room on CMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
Going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
31 degrees right now. It's a heat wave out there,
it's
man.
It's not bad.
Like, not bad. It's like, it feels like it's 70 after what we've gone through the last couple of days. We're at about the high right now, but it goes back down.
Yeah, we tank tomorrow.
Yep, to a high of 22. Windy, 20s again, and then we'll be bouncing between the 20s and 30s over the next couple of days. Okay. Great Bills win yesterday.
Ooh,
got all day to get into it. 31-7 win over the Denver Broncos. Survive in advance for the Buffalo Bills. I want to die.
We all want you to die.
Thank you.
I think the whole community is pulling for you, son.
Thank you.
What happened?
I've made a terrible mistake.
What'd you do? Besides that outfit.
You doubled up.
Look who's tall. What, you got a grout fit on?
You look like Jack Kemp's corpse.
Got that? Jack Kemp's corpse sounds like a jam band that you go see at Three Heads. Go to see Jack Kemp's corpse. Damn it, no, I can't do it.
What happened?
I drank way too much. Way too much. And it was planned, too.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
But you're a binge drinker, right? Because you don't drink all week.
No, the only time
you drink is the Bills game.
Really, all year long, with a few exceptions, I only drink at Bills game.
Yeah.
Only. So I am in the midst right now of a death spiral hangover that has just been getting worse from the moment I got out of bed, and I don't know how to stop it.
Did you do anything this morning different?
Like, I Gatorade.
Does that work?
I don't know. I'm willing to try
that
anything
right now.
That
would make me nauseous.
I need
something.
I don't know.
You need your electrolytes.
My body is screaming for something. I don't know what it is, but it is screaming, please put something in me.
Buckle up, buddy, because it's only going to get worse.
Because what you need is a big old heavy breakfast.
Oh, yeah, you do need a greasy breakfast.
And a big old cup of coffee.
No, I don't drink coffee, and it's not cheat day, so
help.
I can't.
So you're doomed.
Okay. So.
Because that ain't going to help.
I mean, we'll see. We don't have Pedialyte in the vending machine.
Why would we? We don't have any toddlers here.
Yeah, but we got a lot of alcoholics.
Yeah.
I bet you that Pedialyte would fly out of there. So yesterday. There was a mission to accomplish.
What was that?
So I told you last week, my daughter, my 14-year-old, she plays hockey, had a very important qualification game for the state playoffs in Buffalo at 4:30 on Sunday.
Yeah.
And despite the fact that the rink was right around the corner from the stadium, I would not be able to go to both the Bills game and my daughter's game, and I was devastated. And we had a discussion.
Yeah. You were getting pulled in two different directions.
Yes. What's the right thing
overlap
to do?
Yeah.
So after that discussion, God shined down upon me. The game was moved back to 5,
right?
So, awesome. I'm now going to be able to pull this off. So, the mission yesterday was, I told my brother, Ryan, mm-hmm. who's on the show with us sometimes, listen, I want you to come with me, and my other season ticket is yours. But you have to drive. You have to leave. We have to leave the game at 4 o'clock, walking out, and it is your responsibility to put both of your hands on me and drag me out of that stadium.
Yeah.
Because I was worried if the game was close, I would talk myself into staying.
Yeah, but you liked that on that.
I did.
It was a rocking chair.
Could not have been any better.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I bring a 6-pack of Jenny Light Tall Boys to tailgate with. Standard for me. All right, great. I'm not driving. No big deal. And we start the party. Everything's going fine. Mm-hmm. Good to go.
Yeah.
I'm Irish. I'm 6'3". I'm a pretty good drinker. No big deal. We end up at another tailgate.
Okay.
And I realize we were having so much fun. Drank all my beers.
Go fast when you're not paying attention.
And I've still got an hour to bad. But you know what? Hey, we're having fun, right? We're going to ride through this. So this tailgate we're at, they keep feeding me more beers. I'm keeping it going. And Kimmy, it's at the point now where I'm not even keeping track of the alcohol, right?
Well, then once those beers were gone, you were done for.
Yeah. So we get into the game, and the last thing I want is a daytime hangover.
Yeah.
Especially when I have this hockey game I got to go to.
True.
Much more responsible.
Did you drink through it?
Show up drunk at my daughter's hockey game in Zubaz overalls and giant snow boots.
Oh, you didn't even bring a change of clothes?
I didn't have time.
Where would you change anyway, really?
Well, I meant I don't know, put
big
a different
jacket. Big people can't change.
Well, no, I meant put a different jacket on or something so you're not fully in, you don't smell like a bonfire.
Okay, I think that I wasn't the only person that went right from the stadium to the game based on other outfits that I saw.
So you can see all the Bills dads in the crowd?
100%, yes. So, all right, so we're in the game. I keep pushing it through. We're pushing it through. Game goes great. My brother, hey, man. Time to go. We run up the stairs. We get to the car.
I've met your brother. He didn't run up anything.
So is your brother driving you around? Like, he's got to drive you to your daughter's game?
Yes. So yeah. My wife grabbed my girl. She drove them up in
Rochester. Oh, so you got to ride home with your wife.
Yes, and he dropped me off at that rink and then drove home.
Perfect. Also had to sit through some hockey after.
No. I wasn't going to make him do that. So we get to the game. Daughter wins the game. Everything's wonderful. Fantastic, right? And I'm still feeling pretty good. Like, you know, I'm a pretty good drunk, right?
Yeah.
You've been around me.
Yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't until the ride home.
Mm. What happened? It hit
hard.
And eyes getting a little heavy.
It wasn't even the hangover part.
It's that tsunami you feel.
Oh,
the dread of, you know, it's coming.
We stopped at Ted's Hot Dogs.
Ted's Hot Dogs?
Are you serious? You don't know Ted's?
No.
I've never had Ted's, but I know what Ted's
is. It's a Buffalo institution. Yeah.
So everything in Buffalo, they call it institution.
Bro, how would you not?
It has station. It's a Buffalo institution.
How do you not know? It's been around since like the 1940s. How will you not? How do you not know Ted's?
I don't know Ted's. So is this a hot dog stand?
Yeah. I mean, right. It's like it's a hot place, but they like grill. Oh, right. They like charboy anyway.
All right, so you get your Ted's.
Got my hot dog, sauerkraut, fries, milkshake.
Oh my God, sauerkraut
and the milkshake. That was the mistake.
That would make me sick. Wait, you had sauerkraut and a milkshake?
Okay, at sober, it sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, because you put like milkshake over ass lettuce.
I love sauerkraut. It's so good for you, too.
It stinks.
I know. I had a roommate who loved it, and I think it ruined it for me.
It just smells like ass.
I could eat sauerkraut with a fork out of a bag. I love sauerkraut. But I got up this morning.
The Germans used to give it to people to make them talk.
You know what they'd say? Right. The sauerkraut's delicious. So like, we got home last night.
All right, so now you're loaded up.
So I got my sauerkraut, my dog, I drank my milkshake. I'm on the ride home. My wife is driving because she's a wonderful person, and I'm trying to watch the game on my phone, the late game.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I'm going down. All right.
Sure.
So we get home, and I'm passed out in the front seat, and my wife is trying to, like, come on.
But you're out.
I'm like, I'm out cold. And my wife
leaning forward, like,
no,
the
like
seatbelts.
I'm in the seat, like,
because when I pass out, I always go forward.
Yeah, I heard that about you. He's out, and he's bent over. So my wife, we pull into the driveway. Yeah. My daughters, they get all their stuff out of the car, whatever. And I'm in the passenger seat. My wife goes inside, think I'm going to follow her. And I'm like, I'm out.
Oh, man.
So my wife has to come outside, open the door, be like, get out. Get out of the car. Get out of the car right now.
Roust you.
She gets me inside.
Mm. These are the kind of stories your daughter's going to tell when she's an adult.
Oh, understood. Yeah. Understood.
Okay.
My wife then had, I had my overalls on and these big-ass snow boots. My loving wife had to take my boots off for me and get me out of my overalls.
Oh, no.
Right? It was a scene.
You must have stunk at that point.
Yeah.
Plus the sauerkraut.
That's, yeah, you got a lot of smells going on right now.
Yeah, you must have just reeked completely.
Okay.
Did you shower?
It's
this morning.
Wait, you got in bed
there
like
was no chance I was showering last night.
Your wife
I
could didn't make dead. You shower.
There was no chance.
Well, I would have made my husband shower. Because that, just the smell of, because I'm sure you were around some like bonfires.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
Like just the smell of that alone, I could not, no, you got to shower.
No, there was no way that shower was happening.
No, because in the bed.
Doesn't that feel nice? Like, don't, like, when you feel like that, isn't the first thing you want to do is shower?
Yes.
I couldn't keep my eyes open. I was shocked.
I don't care, man.
I don't care. Okay,
I have puked in showers, but just to get clean, to Kimmy's point, it actually helps
it does.
With
it,
your recovery.
I think it does.
Nope.
A little refresh. So you didn't shower until this morning?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ew, your poor wife.
Oh, my God. She keeps that room hot, right?
Oh, it is hot.
So
yeah.
That room must have smelled like hot kraut all night. Like hot kraut in the city.
Boom. Boom, 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 boom. 252 WCMF. I drank way too much yesterday in an effort to not get a daytime hangover, having to go to two sporting events, the Bills game and my daughter's hockey game. And it's funny, you can tell on, so because I documented it. Let me try that again.
I got you.
Documented it on Twitter and Instagram yesterday, the whole day.
Your
and
journey.
Everything. Yeah. And you can tell who has kids that play travel hockey and who don't.
Yeah.
Because there were parents, people that were horrified that I had been drinking and was going to my daughter's hockey game.
Yeah.
And then there were parents that have kids that play travel hockey.
And they understood.
Well, they have bars in the rinks, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, like, I'm not an aggressive drunk. I'm a very happy drunk. It is funny, though, how everybody, when you get to a certain age, you know your body well enough where it's a science experiment to keep yourself at one level so you don't crash out.
Yeah. You kind of have to learn to work your throttle.
Yes. But, like, there's no actual science to it. You just know it.
You know your body.
Yeah,
you
gotta
know your body.
Like, do you still have the ability to work that throttle?
Oh, yeah. I'm better at it. I'm actually better at it now, having all the crashes that I've had with alcohol.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm like a golfer that's really good at getting out of the sand traps because I'm constantly in them.
You know what the problem was?
What?
Everybody was in such a great mood yesterday.
Oh, how could you not, man? I mean, that was a stomping.
Yeah, well,
the second half was just a great game.
Fantastic. I mean, I'm talking before the game even started.
No.
Right? Where, like, normally I'll go two beers, water, just because, we got to do a show.
You got to hydrate.
But everybody was having such a good time that it was just like beer trading, high-fiving. You forget that you need a water in there, and all of a sudden, brr.
Water's for tomorrow.
Have you talked to your...
Water's for tomorrow. Put that on a t-shirt and sell it at the rock shop.
Have you talked to your daughter yet? Because, like, how is she not embarrassed by you showing up in your Zubaz overalls?
Do you know me?
I do this know is you. Like the... But I can't imagine if you were my dad sitting there cheering me on at my sporting event in your Bills gear, drunk... Smelling like a bonfire.
First of all, she didn't know I was drunk. Second of all...
That's what you think.
I'm telling you, I can hold it together really well.
She's at the age now where she's going to start to notice.
She doesn't. I'm telling you, she didn't know. But Zubaz pants and boots at a hockey game is not even in the top 25 most embarrassing things I've ever done to my daughter.
It's not embarrassing to you, but anything you do to your kid is going to be embarrassing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm guessing like this is... I'm simply asking a question, Pat.
And by the way, your daughter knows when you're drinking because she's the granddaughter of an Irish cop.
Yeah.
They know a Lush. Your father's been seeing Lushes all his life, and she knows a Lush.
Why don't we forget the laws of this great country? 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
So, Duffy, you're a soft-ass drinker, bro.
Okay, bro.
Ooh.
Mike, come on. Hey.
Burn.
Hey, man. Come on.
No, I mean, I'm a little bit, I'm between you and Tommy size.
Okay.
I was drinking and I did dumb stuff, got in trouble.
Sure, sure.
When I was way young and I had my kids way young and they didn't know anything.
This is great.
I was able to hide stuff.
Sure.
You know how to do that. And you seem to not be able to do that.
Okay.
That's what's your deal, man?
I mean,
I don't think you're hiding it right now, Mike.
What is your deal?
I just spent the last 13 minutes explaining my deal. I don't think I could go into any more detail about my deal.
But I'm just saying
I'm soft.
You make fun of Tommy.
Yes.
Tommy, at least he's a screw up. I'm a screw up.
Yeah.
We know it. You are. You just don't accept it.
Okay. So, I just want to be clear to this call. I just want to make sure we're on the same page here. So, I'm a soft drinker, but you drank more than me and were tougher, but got in a bunch of trouble and ruined your life. But then I'm soft. Because, see, I'm the one that hasn't ruined my life drinking, Mike. So, who's the soft one?
Well, no, you just found a good woman.
Yes, I did. And I
did. I'll give you credit for that.
Thank you.
I'll give you credit.
Thank you.
Found a good woman.
We got credit for Mike. And that's all I really wanted when this call started.
I don't mean to disrespect.
No, Mikey, we're just having fun, Mike. Mike, it's a Bills Victory Monday. How could you be in a bad mood?
I can't be.
There you go.
I just got to call people out on BS.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, give them the direct.
Have a good day.
Give them the direct number to the BS line so we can get them right through next time. Mike, thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Cutting through and keeping them honest.
Oh my God.
There's a lot.
I
want to
drink.
There.
I really want to drink right now.
Hey, Mike here. You guys having fun? You suck. Is that fun over there? Hey, let me ramble on about nothing.
I raise children drunk.
By the way, I'm Irish. Every member of every generation before me has raised children drunk. Yeah. Not impressive to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for generations, this is what you did. You met someone, you fell in love, you had a big day.
Yeah, well, you bring everybody together.
You got it. Yeah, it was standard, and it's still expected.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But things have changed.
Oh, yeah.
Not that it's not wanted anymore, but Tommy...
What's the whack?
Bro, let's put it this way. One couple at an event in our area this weekend won a dream wedding package.
All right.
That is not the dream you think it might be.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So over the weekend, Saturday, there was a wedding expo at Minette Hall at the Dome.
Those are always so much fun to go to.
Did you ever go?
Of course.
I never had to go to one. We got married.
You're so lucky.
Got married in a park. Yeah.
Bro, you are so lucky.
Oh, am I lucky because you've made fun of my busted ass wedding every day since we had that wedding?
It was busted, but she's lucky.
Kimmy, did you have to go to these?
So I, one of my first jobs, I worked for like this catering company, and so we had to go set up a booth at one of these once. So that was the only experience I've really ever had with like the wedding convention expo kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, it's an experience.
So story on 13 Wham, and as you know, Tommy,
yeah,
couples met with wedding pros. They snacked on potential wedding food, explored the latest fashion decor trends.
Oh yeah,
and one couple at this event lucked out and walked away with a $17,000 dream wedding package.
Oh, you're done.
Sounds
oh,
yeah. right. Fabulous.
It is. Yeah, it helps.
Done.
$17,000. Well, Kimmy just said that because $17,000 sounds like a ton of money to throw an ultimate wedding. Until you find out,
yeah.
The average American wedding right now,
bend over,
costs $33,000.
That probably doesn't get you what you think.
Average. That's average.
Yeah.
The average wedding. So this package the couple won, and like, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to poo-poo on what they did here. Very nice, very nice. But I don't think, Kimmy, unless people are in the middle of planning a wedding
oh, yeah,
right now.
You have no idea.
Like that package, the dream wedding package, is half of the right. average wedding.
And yeah, it's a half-off coupon.
First, then right. it's $17,000.
It takes care of some of the big stuff, but you still got some other stuff to go.
Holy crap. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How are people still having traditional weddings?
It's got to be tapering off.
Kimmy, no. They're still having them, Kimmy.
Yeah, I don't know, because I remember, so we got married just before COVID, and so I thought it was...
Yeah, some say Kimmy's bridesmaids are the reason it happened.
I thought it was expensive
Drink
then.
Drink out of this bottle!
But we do...
Your old man stepped up. That was a nice... That was one of the nicest places I've ever been to.
Yeah, but you don't get invited to a lot of weddings.
No, I don't.
So we...
It was inside.
This... So maybe like a year or two ago, somebody had asked us about our wedding venue. We got married at Turning Stone, and they went to go look, and they came back and were like, I couldn't. They told me what the price was that they gave them, and it was almost double what we paid for like the same thing.
And that's Damn. 4 years later.
That's 4 years later.
Because like, here's the thing. I know, Tommy, with the price I just told you, the average wedding costs $33,000. Yeah. It would seem like people are going the other way, but... If you are getting married or have gotten married recently, you know it's very hard for couples to find vendors, venues, caterers, and DJs in the greater Rochester area because they're always booked up. Even with those ridiculous prices,
they're sold out.
Yes, you're fighting with people for dates, and it's not like it's a necessity.
No.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't – the problem with weddings is, like, it's such a racket because, well, it's your big day. And you can't cut back. You're only going to do this once. And that's how they sell you on all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
So they lock you into all these high-end prices.
Yeah, and I know people who even, like, they think scaling it back, like having less people at their wedding, you might save some money, but it still could be really expensive depending on what you want to do.
Well, because, I mean, look, the room is the room. Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. Like, big room, little room, it's still a room.
A few less rentals, but overall, still going to cost you.
So when my stepson got married, you know, they did it the traditional way here, and they had the
by the way, Kimmy, very nice wedding. Very nice wedding.
Oh, yeah, you were there.
I was there.
And, you know, we had the rehearsal. But then, like, on top of all that, I forgot, you got to tip everybody.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, you have to have these tips. Oh, yeah, there's, like, that extra, like, yeah, to your point, there's all that stuff afterwards, too, that you don't take into consideration.
But it's envelopes of money on top of all the money you just spent that I didn't even realize.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, like, here's the thing. As we talk about, again, this it was a wedding expo in Henrietta over the weekend. Couples come out. They look at stuff. Somebody won a $17,000 dream wedding package, which sounds amazing until you find out the average American wedding right now costs $33,000. And, like, the question is, why would you do this? Is it the potential judgment from other people that is still driving the wedding industry? Serious question.
I think it's family and friends pressure.
Yeah.
Because even the people I know that went off and got married on their own, like they eloped somewhere, they still felt like they had to do
a
reception or something with all their family and friends. I think there's pressure there to celebrate with everybody. And it's probably more family than friends, I'm guessing, that are pressuring you to do it.
So you're saying like grandma has an idea of what this should be. Dad wants the bells and whistles.
Yeah,
and you want the picture with your grandparents and, you know, because it's one of those moments in time.
Especially if you're a party and family. And you know those families that love to party?
Hello.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're going to spend because they want to party.
Well,
you know, outside of your wedding, they just want to go to a bash.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, we don't spend, but we still party.
Like, my old man loved going to weddings because he wanted to go to the reception and get all the free booze.
Well, but that's also the reason why you want to go to weddings.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like just like my daddy.
Pot, kettle, black. Let's not, you know, stones, glass houses, etc. I don't know. Like, I've been to 2 Greek weddings in the last 2 years through my
wife.
Yeah,
they're out of control.
Yeah.
I could not believe.
Yeah.
Like, the Greeks, you guys do it right.
That's a partying group of people, though.
But
those people drink and party.
I cannot imagine, because you know, we all do that thing when we're at a wedding or a party where you start, like, adding up stuff, what you think it costs in your head. And I had to stop. Because, like, I didn't know numbers.
That was just smash plates.
Like, they also, I didn't know at a Greek wedding, they throw money on the floor. Did you know this?
For the bride and groom,
right? Yeah. I'd never seen this before. People are throwing money.
It's kind of degrading.
I think it's a tradition.
I know, but it's still kind of degrading. It's like a strip club. So they just chuck money at you?
Yeah, they're throwing money on the floor.
Right?
Yeah, there was money guns like going off. It was like being in a rap video. Pretty sweet.
I wonder what the percentage is of... Because there's got to be one person that tries to pick it up and keep it for themselves,
okay,
right?
So, like,
and there's got to be at least one at every wedding.
It took a lot. I wasn't going to do it.
Use this for my bartender tip.
But, like, there's $60 just sitting on the floor, and it's all over the place, and it's like, you know, you just bend over right now.
Like, if there are any kids there, kids are definitely stuffing their pockets with that cash.
Oh, I would. If I'm a little kid, I'm loading up.
Kimmy, do women still dream of the fantasy wedding?
To your point, I think it's... if you come from a very traditional family, like every, like all the big Italian families I know, they all did the big weddings. And I think most of the brides like wanted a big wedding just because like, you know, everybody in the family had that. She's always grown up wanting it. Like, I think it's most of the Italians I know wanted and still want a big wedding.
And it sucks up so much time. Just that. So if you do a traditional Italian wedding, there's going to be a mass.
And there's going to be great soup.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right,
but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be an all-day event.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be like this 2-hour, 3-hour break where they go and do pictures. What do?
Yeah.
You're just standing around, and then it's the nighttime set. But it's exhausting, and you've done nothing.
No, you're absolutely right. I don't know. Like, you know, as we talk about the price of the wedding, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMI for the Break Room Facebook page. Ann writes us. You can have it as... You can have weddings can be as expensive as you want them to be. I'm sorry, Ann, I can't speak.
Yeah, you can go on the expensive or the cheap. Yeah.
As long as everybody brings the gifts. The gifts pay for the wedding. That's how you do it.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
It depends, because you're going to be pressured to invite people that you know probably aren't going to give you a gift. But you got to invite them because they're...
Or it's just going to be a standard. So let's say everybody brings... Like, the standard used to be a buck.
Yeah, it's not that anymore. It's got to be over.
Right, but some people still stick with the standard.
Oh, you're talking about the chintzes.
Yeah, so you got chintz to high-enders, and it's not going to float your boat.
I mean, even there, even if it does float your boat, you're...
It's a push.
Yeah, you're walking away with no money.
Right.
Right? Like, I mean, you know, that...
And if you're going to go on a honeymoon on top of that,
You know, I've never been on a... We didn't go on a honeymoon. Never been.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
My wife brings it up all the time. It's really fun.
Well, you've never been on a honeymoon?
Bro, we got married at Black Creek Park.
No, but like usually...
I carried the keg in by myself, and it was kicked.
But usually it's people that you go on a honeymoon maybe later. You never even did the later honeymoon?
That was the plan. It just never happened.
Wow.
Damn. You also don't take into consideration some people try to get out of the monetary gift by giving you an actual gift.
Yeah.
Gift.
Yeah.
Here's your blender.
I could use a high-end toaster.
And a bread maker.
Come on. Don't hate on the bread maker.
It's stuff you're never going to use.
You're right about
that. You're going to get, I'm guessing now, you get like 4 air fryers. So you can have like a murderer's row of air fryers for the Bills game. There you go.
That does sound like the worst thing in the world.
Okay.
All right. So look, I will say this. There is no shame in just going, having a little party and getting married.
I agree.
It's the easiest way to do it. It's more fun, at least in my opinion. That's what we did.
I mean, my first one, I just eloped. We went to the courthouse. Into the Keys for the weekend, came back to work.
I wouldn't go based on your experience.
It was short and sweet.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
All of it. The whole thing was said. By the way, I got divorced for $100.
You sound like a bad AM radio commercial.
No, you go down.
I got divorced for $100. Buy gold.
Yes. There was a no fault divorce thing in Florida. So you go before a judge. You tell him your situation. They send you to the judgment. You're going to get it. In 2 weeks, you got your paperwork. You're done.
That's great. Is it still that way?
In Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
You probably stand in front of like an iguana and he blesses you.
Let's take
it's a holy iguana.
Let's take Not me, Tommy.
Was that the one where he's on his belly
yeah.
and he's trying to keep his feet off the ground?
Yeah, he touched his knee before his feet because one knee equals 2 feet.
That was amazing.
Okay, that was also 4th and 1. I'm in that stadium screaming comics. I'm just waiting for the Josh Mosh or a handoff.
Yeah.
And he back. What are you doing? One down, 3 to go. Because that's where we're at as Bills fans, right?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
As great as yesterday was, it doesn't mean anything anymore. We got a new team coming to town. And you can argue that the two best teams left in the NFL will be taking the field against each other Sunday night in Highmark Stadium.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, just after 7 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
The state. Yeah, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm good.
The state put out some information involving marijuana.
Ooh.
Illegal marijuana.
Oh.
And it turns out they've been doing some big-time work shutting down folks who don't have a license.
Oh, really?
And we'll get into it just after 7 o'clock here in the break room on CMF. Your Buffalo Bills survive in advance. 31-7 win over the Broncos yesterday. 31 unanswered points.
Wow, 30, yeah.
They scored 31 straight points.
The Broncos scored first, and then
it made it look easy.
Yes. Okay, be honest, both of you.
Oh.
How nervous?
That first half, I was nervous.
That first touchdown, I was thinking, man, this is bad.
Seemed like they were struggling to stop them at first. So I'm like, oh, we're going to shoot out today. And I lied.
That did not happen. So Josh Allen does Josh Allen things. Running back James Cook, over 100 yards and a TD on the ground. All around great day to be a member of the Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
The only thing that kind of sucks about yesterday is we don't really get to enjoy it.
No.
Because
you're this, right back at it.
Yeah,
right.
This season was never about
that was just step one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? There are bigger fish to fry than a wild card playoff win. Or should I say, birds to stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
The Baltimore Ravens, in beating the Steelers on Saturday night, earned the right to come to Buffalo for the divisional round, and it was announced last night.
Yeah.
The Bills and Ravens are the showcase game of the week. They will play Sunday night on time.
6:30?
6:30 time slot. And right now, the Bills are just 1-point favorites at home.
That kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I mean, Baltimore's been crushing it, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do they have, almost 300 yards of rushing in that game?
Yeah, 299 played? Yards of rushing against the Steelers.
They looked good.
See, but here, I'm going to counterpoint that. Bills being.
And they crushed them the last time they played them.
Okay, but Bills were riddled with injuries.
I understand.
It was pre-Amari Cooper. Right. Look, I see a 1-point favorite for the Bills being a slap in the face to everybody in that stadium, because the Bills' home field advantage is massive. You're not only playing against one of the best teams in the NFL, you're playing against the fans. The fans, that place yesterday, I mean, look.
It was insane.
It's always insane. It's a playoff game, and now you're going to have, you know, 6:30 game. Everybody's in the parking lot hanging out all day, open-throated, much like your mom got there first, bitch.
What are you gonna hurt my mother for?
How are Bills fans with this team, Josh Allen, a quarterback, how are they only a 1-point
favorite? I mean, I don't see them. I mean, it seems like it's going to be a tight game.
Okay.
And I think the way the Bills start games sometimes,
slow.
Luckily, you know, when you're playing a team like the Broncos, you can what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of contain them.
Okay.
Whereas, like, if they get off to a slow start against Baltimore, I don't know if it's going to be harder to keep up with.
Well, that's what happened in the first game. They got off to a slow start, and the Ravens just ran away.
And the Bills have, I mean, they make great adjustments, obviously, because they come out firing in the second half. But I would say, like, that slow start yesterday is probably what puts this line a lot closer than you'd like it to be.
Look at Gambling Kimmy over here. 252 WCMF, listen, I agree with you guys. The Ravens look good. They looked really good when they handed the Bills. That loss the Bills had earlier in the season was the worst loss they'd suffered in like the past 5 years.
And Baltimore hasn't lost a 7-8 game winning streak.
Yeah, they won a lot of games.
Oh, okay.
They won a lot of games. But you have two MVP candidates facing off against each other.
But the two best quarterbacks.
You got it. Two head coaches that have been around the block a couple of times. Mm-hmm. It's got the potential to be some great football. Kimmy, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most scared, how scared are you of this game on Sunday?
Oh, this is the scariest game to me.
So we're at a 10?
Yeah, I think I'm at a 10. I just think if Baltimore is rolling, they're impossible to stop, and it's just going to be a matter of who can score more points.
But the Bills have won 2 out of 3 of those games this year, those shootout games.
Yes.
And it doesn't make me any less scared.
Tommy?
What?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how scared are you for Sunday?
10.
You're also a 10.
But I will say this. I mean, whoever wins this game, I think, is winning the Super Bowl. I mean,
oh,
well, you still got to play Kansas, City potentially, depending on, okay, I mean, you're right. They got played this weekend, too.
Right. I mean, you've already proved you can stand up to Kansas City, and you can get into a shootout with Detroit and win it. So, and you did that on the road.
Okay.
So I would say whoever wins this game wins the Super Bowl.
Baltimore is a team during the season where it just looked like you didn't have any ants. And I know it's early in the season. Mm-hmm. You know, they've come a long way since then. But it did look like throughout that entire game, I remember thinking, like, how would they ever stop this team?
In the world.
Well, you can't stop Derrick Henry.
You can stop Derrick
Henry. But nobody has this year. So that's the key to it, right?
You love Derrick Henry. That's the thing. You love watching him. Because you love watching him take his shirt off and do those crazy workouts, which I'm starting to think it's not about the workouts. Look at that chiseled man there. Chains around his shoulders.
He is insane, man.
And it just sucks because Kansas City gets to kick back and watch it all.
Yeah, they get Houston. Yeah. No, I know.
Who do they get? The Rams?
Because they're going to, whoever Houston. Comes out of this game, yeah. Whether it's the Bills or the Ravens, I mean, that. I think that they're going to be in such a tough matchup that team, whoever comes out of it, is going to be tired into the next week.
And you saw that a couple of years ago, the divisional round, Bills Chiefs, you know, they went in overtime. Yeah. They beat each other up back and forth. Chiefs lost to the Bengals that next week. Right. I mean, I think Kimmy's right. Like, games like this.
We get overtime or, you know, it's just an overall head-to-head tough game. I think it's going to be hard to come out of and win again.
It's going to be hard for you two Sunday because you got to wait till 6:30 to find out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I said. I hate this. Yeah. I hate it.
I'll be chilling at Bill Gray's.
Play it Saturday at 8 a.m. Just get it out of the way. 252-WCMF. Big Bills win yesterday. Survive in advance. Ravens coming to town next week. 6:30 prime time on CBS. I think you can make a pretty solid argument that this game is a battle of the best two teams in the NFL. Because right now, who has been better? I mean, the Bills, like you said, Tommy, the Bills beat the Lions. They beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
The Ravens played the Chiefs right down to a toe being out of bounds on a game-winning touchdown. You have, in my opinion, the two best players in the NFL in Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, right? And, Kimmy, you have two defenses that turn the ball over and make big plays when their teams need it. Let me ask you guys this question.
Yeah.
So let's say today Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL, comes out and he goes, we're going to change the playoff rules.
What are we
going to
do?
They're going to come to the Bills. They go, you got a choice. We're going to put the Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, and Vikings on a big wheel. And we're going to spin it. And whatever team it lands on, that's who you'll play Sunday, or you can stick with the Ravens. Would you choose, Kimmy, to stick with the Ravens game, or would you take a spin of the wheel, Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, or Vikings?
Oh, man.
I know. Isn't that a great question? And I came up with it all by myself.
I guess I mean, listen, if you want to win the Super Bowl, you got to show that you're a better team than the Ravens. So give me the Ravens.
Not necessarily. The Ravens could play somebody else that's a worse matchup for them, right?
But I think if the Bills, I mean, my confidence would be through the roof if they get out of this one this Sunday with a solid win. Not like a solid win where it looks like that whole time you were the better team and it didn't come down to like a stupid penalty or weird thing that happens that, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like I want like a, I know this team's the better team. They want it fair and square.
So you don't want the wheel, Tommy? Ravens or a spin of the wheel?
Give me the wheel.
You want the wheel?
Yeah, give it
up. Let's get the wheel.
Yeah. I don't want to see these pricks.
Why? Well, I mean, they're not pricks.
Oh, they're pricks.
Why are they pricks?
So you're scared.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you just said you were 10 scared. You're also a scared.
Yeah, I'm at a 10. I will say this. It has the potential to be one of the most entertaining games you're ever going to see based on the talent that's going to be on that field.
And, I mean, you know, it used to be you would say that about a game and the game would live up to the potential. Every game the Bills have played that was supposed to be the game of the season has lived up to the game of the season. And they came out on the right side with the Chiefs, with the Lions, and now this one coming here.
There's just too much talent on that field for it not to be entertaining and close.
You know what really bothers me? And I'm sure, depending on how this game works out, my tune may be changed a week from today.
What's that?
The Ravens are a team that I don't hate. And I don't hate any of their players. Like, I really like watching Lamar Jackson. I think his story's remarkable.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry seems like a really good guy.
Yeah.
Hard-working dude. Was written off in Tennessee. Finds second life. And I like, if I wasn't a Bills fan, I would enjoy watching the Ravens.
Okay.
But I also said
just
that.
Just not on Sunday.
Yeah. But I also said that about the Bengals until that divisional playoff game. And now I despise Joe Burrow. So talk to me on Monday.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Look. I believe in this Bills team right now. And I believe that Josh is a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson. I don't know what to think about this Ravens defense, Kimmy.
They looked scary. I mean, they've looked scary.
But Russell Wilson might suck, the Steelers' quarterback. Like, that's what's so hard to gauge. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
The Bills look dominant over the Broncos, but the Broncos might suck. And the Ravens look dominant over the Steelers, but the Steelers might suck.
Right.
So I don't know where, what? And we can't base it on that first matchup because things were so different for both teams in week four. I'm stymied.
Okay.
I don't know what to think.
Well, and does it just come down to like, it could just come down to which team doesn't make a mistake at any point. Like, you're going to have to play a perfect game.
Okay. That's not, I hate the perfect games. Let him.
What do you mean?
No, I'm saying like, I hate, because I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
But like, as if the
One turnover could mean the game.
Yes.
You know?
All on turnovers and ball control.
Well, you got to win the turnover battle, Tommy.
Who has the ball left could determine the victory or defeat.
No, like the anxiety is already ratcheted up to 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
And then the idea, if anything bad happens in the game with your team, any one little bad thing, that could be the difference while watching the game. I can't handle that. I can't handle turnover. It's over. And it's like second quarter. Like, I've lost all faith that this game is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Shut up. Bro.
But
love something for once in your life.
I enjoy the game.
You don't love it.
I don't get crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all crazy.
No, we're standard. You're the weird one. Everybody else is batty for this team right now.
I don't need to get my blood pressure up. With my condition and with my salt.
No.
My salt levels are high.
That's just it. Everybody listening wants you to get your blood pressure up so that thing will pop. Give me, you were saying?
I worry, too, because everybody's been building up like this game. Like, the experts, this is the only game they're really talking about next week. It's going to be the game. And sometimes when that happens, it's a dud.
No, I'm telling you, this will not be a dud game.
No, there's just too much talent.
I would think
so. There's too much on the line. They know each other now. Like you said, it's got to be a dogfight.
And he's right. Like, to the point where sometimes you'll see, like, a really great defense versus a really good offense, and that one's a dud because they have to feel each other out. It's offense versus offense here, right? It's really good offense versus really good offense. Yeah. That's what makes these games spectacular. That's why that Chiefs game was really good. That's why that Lions game was really good. That's why that Rams game, despite coming out on the other end, was really good.
Yeah.
Very entertaining to watch.